Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible compares being filled with the Spirit to being drunk. You should see some of the looks I just got. Yeah, it's right there in the Bible. More than one place. How many remember Ephesians says, don't be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your... So not depressing stuff. This is not depressing stuff. This is happy stuff. These are happy songs, glad songs, rejoicing songs. And he said you do that and you can get full of the Spirit. And he compares it to being drunk.
That's right.
I'm not making this up. It's really in the Bible. On the day of Pentecost. Anybody remember? On the day of Pentecost. They're all in one place. One accord. Came a mighty sound of a rushing wind from heaven. Filled all the place where they were sitting. There appeared cloven tongues like as a fire and set upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They are having a happy time. How many think it made them glad? Did it make them glad? Oh, yeah. And I mean, it got so full up in there, they had to come out. So they spilled out of the upper room and down into the streets. And people saw them. And people heard them. And you know what their assessment was? Bunch of drunks. Didn't they say that? That bunch, look at them. Drunk. This time of the day. How'd they get drunk so early? They must have started drinking heavy early in the morning. Look at them. Look at them. Now, people are not going to think you're drunk just because you're speaking in tongues. They might just think you're talking another language. So they must have been doing something else. Why do they wobble around? Why do they lay on the ground? They're swaying and swinging and laughing and singing. They're full of the Holy Ghost. And he's the same. He's the same Holy Ghost right here tonight as he was in the upper room. Yes! He's the same. Same Holy Ghost. And when you get filled, it's the same. Now, people have watered it down and in their version of sterilized it and mentally compartmentalized it and explained it away. God deliver us from these dry, boring services and churches when we've got the Creator of the universe. We've got the same Spirit who moved on the face of the deep when God said, let there be. Same Spirit is on us tonight and in us tonight. And friend, if we yield to Him, we're going to get glad. We're going to get excited. We're going to experience the same life and the same joy and the same peace and exceedingly rejoicing that they did. Peter had to explain it to him. He said, these men are not drunk like you think. Definitely some drunkenness going on, but not like you think. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Oh, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. We're living in the same day, same day. Got the same spirit. Same opportunities of being filled to overflowing if we'll receive it, if we'll yield to Him. It can be as simple as this. Be glad. Somebody say, be glad.
Be glad.
Say it again. Be glad. When the Lord tells you, be glad, be glad. Tell me what you say. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Be glad, I'm glad. Somebody's getting it, I can tell. When the Lord says, be glad, tell me your response. Tell me your response.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I'm glad. Now see, faith even calls those things that be not as though they were. So what if you didn't feel glad? All the more reason to say, I'm glad. Let the weak say, I'm strong. So the downtrodden and depressed and oppressed should say, I'm glad. Psalm 126, turn there. Woo, glory. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. We talking about a happy dream too. Happy, happy dream. We have done gone to our happy place. Like a dream. You say, y'all living in a dream world. Leave us alone. We're happy. Leave us alone. Verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. So this is thoroughly scripture, what you're hearing right now. Thoroughly scripture. Our mouth was filled with laughter. Our tongue was filled with singing. Then said they among the heathen. Now you know God's moving. When the heathen notice how happy you are. What did they notice? What did the heathen notice that day they come tumbling out of the upper room? What'd they notice? They noticed how full of joy they were, didn't they? How full and overflowing. Happy drunk. Then the heathen said, look at them. Even the heathen knew why they were so happy. Why was it? Because the Lord has done great things. That's why their mouth was filled with laughter and their tongue was filled with singing, because the Lord had done great things. Oh, has the Lord done great things for us? Oh, what has the Lord done for us? We were lost. We were undone. We were without God and without hope in the world. But He bought us. He bought us back. He paid the biggest price in the universe that's ever been paid for anything. He paid it for you. He paid it for me. He bought us back. He didn't just buy us back as servants. He made us sons. Made us His very own children. Glory to God. Gave us unhindered access to Himself. We don't have to go through anybody to get to God. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You don't have to go to any preacher or any priest or any saint. In the name of Jesus, you can come straight to the Father God. And He will hear you. He will receive you. He knows your name. Your name. Your name. There's a page. There's a page in the Lamb's eternal book of life where your name, your name, your name, your name. Your name is written by God. It's eternal. It's also a roster of the citizenship of heaven. You have a place that they're working on right now. In Father's house, your place. It's yours forever. You will always have a perfect place of your own that fulfills every desire, every dream that you ever had and beyond. And you and I are selected and chosen from all the earth to rule and reign with Him forever. What has He done for us? What has He done for us? That's why we laugh. That's why we sing. That's why we can be glad. No matter what's going on, the sufferings of this present life are not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And it's being revealed right now. And it'll continue throughout the ages. So tell me about it. Are you sad?
No.
Or are you glad?
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.